Righto, now we're playing. We're on air now. So, but I'm playing. Shut up, Don.
Where's the theme?
Now, Don. You spoke then, and the microphone was down on the table. Wait till I start. No, I'm not putting up with this any longer. So, just a minute. We've got the machine away getting fixed, so we haven't got the music. I'm playing this off my phone, so here we go. Sing along.
No, I can't. I don't know the lyrics.
Hang on.
Don't stop, please.
Hang on.
I've got a migraine. It's coming on.
Hang on. You were meant to say you can't be serious. You cannot be serious, you were meant to say. So hang on.
When am I supposed to say that?
You say, well, John McEnroe says, you cannot be serious.
No, I'm not good at it. You're very good at impersonations.
Don,
just
say.
That's not my forte.
Don, just say you cannot be serious, then we'll play the music again. You cannot, go on.
You cannot be serious. What are you on, Yippie Beans or something?
Shut up, talk over the introduction music. Well, it's all right and it's coming on. We're going to get right back to righto. That's it. Right, so that's it. So now, Don.
You subjected me to your singing at your Don, 60th and Don, your 70th birthdays.
Now, I tell you what, mate. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I had an abusive phone call from Simon O'Donnell.
Simon
O'Donnell. And I actually took me by surprise. He said, I'm driving. I don't know where he was driving. I said, and I was going to get him on the phone, but we can't take phone calls because our machine that we normally use is down. But he rang me up and he said, I'm driving up to wherever he was driving. He said, and I'm trying to listen to the podcast. And if you think I'm making this up, you ring him up. And he said, could you tell Don I can't hear, and this, I hate to swear, but this is what he said. He said, I can't hear a fucking word he's saying, because, and I said, Simon. He said, mate, if he doesn't speak into the microphone, he'll be embarrassed that I'm saying, this is what he said verbatim. He said, I'll come in there and jam a horseshoe up his ass. I said, Simon, a little drastic, Sim, I call him Sim. So, Don, I don't know how many times I've told you this. You are making this podcast.
I will be ringing Simon O'Donnell after this podcast.
You ring him now. You ring him now. You are making this podcast unlistenable, and you have for the best part of a year because you will not speak. Okay, you ring him. You speak to him. You will not speak into the microphone. How many times do I have to tell you? It's pointless doing this if I'm the only person people can hear, and the rocket.
Hi, thanks for calling. Unfortunately, I can't.
Righto, turn it off. He can't hear you. He can't.
Oh, here he is. Simon.
Yes.
Don Scott.
Well, at least you're talking into the microphone on the fucking phone.
Well done,
geez, you're a good advertisement
now,
for some.
Tell him
college.
He's on air.
You're on air too.
Yeah, I know. Sim.
Sim, don't worry. I've already. Can you hear me, Sim?
Yes, I can.
I've already said that he's deleterious to the podcast because no one can hear him, and I gave him your strict edict that you'd stick a horseshoe up his behind.
You said ass.
Yes, ass. That's right. And thank you very much for confirming the fact that you said that. He didn't believe me.
Yes, no. Got too much for me listening to you and Sam driving home on Saturday evening.
Well, I hope you drove off the road.
And said, Sam, look, what I will do is I will force a horseshoe up his behind while still red hot out of the blacksmith's fire. And every time he then opens his mouth, the only thing will come out is a whinny like a horse.
Well done, Sim. Well, so I'm glad you've reconfirmed that I had that turned off now. Thank you, Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to go now, Simon. Thank you for answering your phone.
So, Don, this is a... get it off. This is a universal thing that people say.
Okay, move on.
Well, then you speak into the microphone. Now, secondly... As you go through life, as you go through life, things that amuse you and things frustrate you, I've never seen two people act like children. You two, the Rocket here and you.
Oh, fuck.
What is wrong with you two? I end up in the middle of trying to placate the two of you. You are an obstinate, eccentric, grump prick of a man, and the Rocket is short fused.
So have you looked at yourself in the mirror?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm happy to discuss it. You two sit here, you don't even look at him, he's had a gutful of you, because you, what is the problem with you two that you can't get on, that I have to sit here and go and pick him up, and I say, settle down, Rocket, Don's a different person. And I say to you, hey, Don, you're a different person, mate.
And you're not.
I might be a different person, but I'm happy to discuss my differences. You are just an obstinate fucking man who is just hard to deal with. And I know you from 40 years ago. The Rocket's never met anyone like you. And all you do is argue, you two. Why? Why do I have to put up with this? He says I won't be in anymore because I don't get on with Don. I said, oh, well, fuck. I said, well, is it me, is it Don or you? He said, more or less. I said,
no, so, I didn't. Bullshit.
I'm making it. I said, shut up. So, Don, why don't you get on with him?
It's not a case of getting on at all.
Well, what was it?
Hang on. We've got something going on at the moment.
Yes. Go ahead.
A legal thing.
Yes.
And?
And what?
We'll discuss it off air.
Don,
we're
not discussing the legal thing.
Well, that's what it's about, so just...
Okay, and it'd be discussed off air.
Don, we're not discussing the pros and cons of our legal...
Right.
If he says to you, which he said, I've got... Because I said to him, I think we should tailor our response, and you said, oh, well, why? And he said, well, what's wrong with it? You had no answer, and this degenerates into a... A conversation that goes nowhere.
We'll talk about it off air. It's already been done, so let's move on.
Oh, you. Honestly, I don't know why. You're a fully grown man. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
So keep going.
All right. Well.
Well, I was going to give somebody a compliment. I was going to start it off with by, have you ever been into a bakery and you...
You were going to... Just do it! You don't have to give the preamble. I was going to give someone...
Well, I was
just do it. Rocket, how are you going?
Fine.
Speaking to the microphone, Rocket.
Fine.
Oh, shit! He's not speaking into the microphone now.
No, he's had a gutful.
Oh.
He's had a gutful of you.
Well, you better learn how to work the machine.
Well, what do you think he's going
to... I don't know how to work it.
I need to... you're presupposing that if it's a choice between you and him, I'll pick you.
Well, no, what? Not at all. Not
well, what all. Are you... He might work... We might do it just the two of us.
Good. Oh, that'd be riveting.
That'd be good.
Oh, he said that'd be riveting. So that sounds like you two are ganging up on me. Go on, Don. You don't have to say I want to give someone a compliment. Just say what you're saying. Go on.
It's not a compliment. I'm shat off, as a lot of other people, and I...
You started off with I'm going to give someone a compliment.
That's right. You said I'm
but
going
I've
to give someone...
I've changed my mind now.
What?
I've changed my mind.
And you... Do something, man.
Well, it's about the COVID. And I was talking...
What was the compliment bit?
Oh, it was about a bakery down in...
oh, so you've bounced off that onto COVID, have you? Get onto the bakery for a start.
Well, it's called Baked in Sorrento. Or Baked in Portsea.
What?
Baked in Portsea. You go out to Werribee to get your fish and chips. Is that right?
Don, for
do
God's
you? No, I'm just.
Yes, Don, you know that's right.
Okay.
Don't ask rhetorical
well,
questions.
Well, I'm just complimenting a bakery down in Portsea. I went down there the other day and the best shepherd's pie I have ever had. Ever had.
So this is the main topic that you've brought
no,
today,
it's not.
Is it?
It's
no,
not.
Good, right. What is it?
Not at all. It's not often you go somewhere and you find something that satisfies your appetite, especially nowadays in takeaway. So it's usually mass-produced.
Was it lamb?
It was. And I complimented him, and he came out and he said, oh, thank you very much. It is grass-fed beef.
So it's cottage pie.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Cottage pie with potato on top. It's grass-fed beef.
How do you know?
How do you know? Because I asked him, I complimented him, I said, this is the nicest pie I've had. And he said, well, this is what's in it. Grass-fed beef, number one. Onion, peas on top, a little bit like those pie floaters you used to get in Adelaide, and potato, real potato on top of that, with cheese on top of the potato. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, shit. American pie, Don?
No, it wasn't.
Don McLean.
It was, what did you call it? No, shepherd's pie.
No, shepherd's pie is lamb.
Yeah, shepherd, you know, they tend sheep with the crook. With the crook, you know, they tend sheep. That's why it's shepherds. Shepherds tend sheep. So this
Well, it's baked at Portsea.
You said it was Sorrento. Mindigo.
Well, they've got two shops. One at Sorrento, one in Portsea.
Yeah.
And
lucky they're not a chain, or that they'd have shops in Tullamore,
Well, if it was a chain, yeah, but hang on. If it was a chain, the folks... Will you shut up?
What?
And also very reasonably priced for Sorrento, let me tell you.
Well, so now you know what you won't be able to do.
What's that?
What?
What's that?
Well, I said, do you know what you won't be able to do? And I was about to tell you, and you said, what's that? You know what you won't be able to do if you wanted to celebrate the great shepherd's pie, or what did you say it was, Rocket?
Cottage.
Cottage pie. You won't be able to release balloons into the air because the government, this government here, has suddenly made it illegal to release balloons into the air. No such thing anymore. You'll be fined 969, I don't know why they found that, but $969 if you release balloons into the air. You think I'm making that up?
No, it doesn't surprise me, but I think it's a bit weird.
Weird?
So your grandkids?
Yep. They released balloons into the air for a reason a month ago, but the law's just come in. You cannot...
So did your grandchildren... were fined, caught.
No, I just said the laws just come in this week. They released them a month ago. You cannot blow balloons up and let them off into the air. It's against the law. You know, littering and crap. Can you believe that?
Yeah, and I think they should take it further.
Oh, what?
Well, have you got an espresso machine?
A big pun?
Do you have a Nespresso machine? Is it called
an espresso?
Nespresso, is it Nespresso?
That's the brand Nestle's, you mean? Nespresso.
Well, my coffee machine.
Yeah, righto. What about it?
What do you do with the pods when they're finished?
Put them in the bin.
Okay, they're aluminium, aren't they? Well, mine.
Top of them are. I don't.
They're
know.
Recyclable.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Aluminium's recyclable.
I was wondering what happens to them. I'm putting them in the bin.
You should be putting them in recyclable.
Yeah. Be a...
Will you...
Go on. Be a responsible citizen.
I am responsible. I have got my plastic bin and all the rest, and I'm wondering what happens to the... What are you shaking your head at?
There are so many bins now, it's confusing. We've got four now.
We talk about, but what it came across me, you're talking about the balloons. Okay, I agree with that.
You do.
But we talk about climate change and all the rest of it, yet we still bugger up by having aluminium. Why do they got to be aluminium pods? Couldn't they be biodegradable pods?
No, I think that's why they are aluminium, because they are efficiently recyclable. That's a good thing.
Sims Metal go around and collect.
It's like you're better off wrapping your sandwiches in alfoil than you are in plastic wrap, for instance, because alfoil is much more recyclable than plastic.
Yeah.
Well, I complimented. They got biodegradable takeaway things now, and I. What are you laughing at? You're a twit. You are.
The most trivial things amuse capture your imagination. On you're a simple man. You know that. Simple.
It's got nothing to do with being simple. It's got biodegradable. We should be looking
after...
Oh,
you're defending him now, are you? Well, hello.
No, just shut up, will you, poor idiot.
I've got you both agreeing with one another. As long as you're having a go at me, I'm happy. Go ahead, Don.
And I complimented the owner of the thing. I said, this is fantastic. He said, it's bloody useless. This is down on the peninsula because the Mornington Peninsula haven't got the facility to recycle the eating utensils and also the carrying containers, which they say on them are biodegradable, recyclable. He said they haven't even got the facility, so it just goes into landfills anyway. So, I mean, all these people on about climate change, they just got to look in their own backyard and clean it up first.
Aren't you getting rid of gas?
And that's another really good point. They've just put in... Just shut up for a moment, you, over the road. They've just put in a new swimming pool. And they come out and they say, we're going to phase gas out. How the hell are they going to heat this new swimming pool that has just gone up in Rosebud? It opened, I reckon, 4 weeks ago. A beautiful facility, and it's heated by gas. Now, in the future, when they've phased out gas on the peninsula, how are they going to how are they going to heat this pool?
I tell you what's happened. I have finally got you two to have a civil conversation.
You are an idiot.
It is all about me, Rocket. I have finally got the two greatest combatants come to this podcast to actually start speaking civilly to one another, only on the basis that you have a go at me singly and together. It's been a winner.
Do you know, it was only a year ago, and it's a very sad day today, Shane Tuck passed away.
That is sad, Don, that the anniversary of Shane Tuck passing away, that is.
And my thoughts go out to Michael and Faye too.
Yeah, of course. Speaking of Hawthorn, is this sport, Rocket, or could we do it? Who gives us stuff? Hawthorn... they said that Wilson said this, did she? I'm not sure why anyone takes any notice of what that person
who?
Says. Caroline Wilson.
Why are you saying, what are you putting her down for?
I said, I'm not sure why. Well, I'll tell you why, because you're going to agree with what I'm saying. I'm not sure why anyone takes any notice of what that person says, because she said there was an extraordinary general meeting held to discuss Sam Mitchell wanting to coach Hawthorn, and Jeff Kennett said no. The meeting had been planned 2 weeks ago. It wasn't an extraordinary general meeting. Is that basically the tenet of the conversation, Rocket?
I don't know. Ask Don.
What are you talking about, an extraordinary general meeting?
No. There was supposedly there was a crisis meeting held between...
Oh, well, sorry. I said extraordinary general.
Between Clarko, Sam Mitchell, the footy manager, and some bloke from leading teams. And Jeff's come out and said, that's not right. That's been planned for weeks.
Oh, sorry. I sort of got that right, didn't I?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Well, I think what people are forgetting about a lot of... This is... It's an extraordinary situation. And I don't know whether people realise, but it was brought up, number one, by Alistair Clarkson. I think he wanted to know what his future was.
Yes.
And so he instigated and wanted answers.
Yes.
Then Hawthorn said, no, we're not going to renew your contract in 18 months' time. Now, why would you bring up wanting to know, you've got 18 months to serve. Yes, you put your hand up.
Yes, I have put, I didn't want to interrupt, so you'd say, shut up a minute. I asked you that I said, Wilson said there was a meeting called a crisis meeting because Sam Mitchell said he wanted to be the coach. And Jeff Kennett said that's not the case. The meeting was planned 2 weeks ago. Do you know anything about that, Don? That's all. We don't want
there
you to
will
go
be
over.
Me, that, well...
Why aren't you backing me up here, Rocket?
How an organisation... I don't know of an... There may have been organisations, I'm not aware. But how many organisations would do exactly what's happened? We've had the experience of Collingwood. The only smooth one that I can think of, or two people working together, was Craig Britton and David Parkin at Carlton back in the 90s.
Oh.
Parkin surrendered a lot of his duties and gave them to Craig Britton.
Delegated.
Well, delegated or surrendered.
Delegated.
Malthouse Buckley wasn't a good one. And
Paul Ruse, John Longmire.
But he was he was an assistant coach.
So was Wayne Britton. Oh, how are we going there?
Sorry, I had that on to play the music and I forgot to put it on mute.
That's all right. You don't have to apologise.
Yes, I do.
No,
yes,
it's just a mistake. It's a mistake.
Yeah, so you don't think any transitions. Mark Thompson handed over to Chris Scott, didn't he?
No.
Oh, didn't he? Oh, sorry. Didn't he?
It's just a mistake.
Yeah, it's a mistake. I got the phone ring. Didn't Mark Thompson transition over to Chris Scott, who won a premiership in his first year?
No, they were never there together.
I see. So there wasn't... I get you. So you say the assistant takes the next rung up the ladder. I get
they
you.
They groomed.
I see. Groomed.
Well, you'd have to say that Simon Goodwin has worked at this point?
Melbourne, big question mark. Melbourne are pretenders.
But you would still say that they're in a lot better position than they were, so it must have worked.
Mark Robinson said... So,
Mike Sheehan to Mark Robinson?
What?
Mike Sheehan to Mark Robinson?
Mike Sheehan transitioned to Mark Robinson.
Oh, and, God.
So, Don.
Yeah.
Don, you know, you won't believe this. This is... I've got a few of these. You've got to listen to this. You know how Dr. Seuss has now become... politically incorrect, and nappies. You've got to ask your child if you can change its nappy.
You said that a couple of weeks ago.
I've said, you know how... I'm just recapping. Mm-hmm. You know how the... And you said the Dixie Chicks have had to change their name, and Gone with the Wind is now. You can't watch that because it's meant to be racist. Have a listen to this, and this has come from us here in Australia. The Department of Primary Industry, the Australian Department of Primary Industry, has now said... It is not correct to say if you're bitten or eaten or have a leg chopped off by a shark that it is a shark attack. He said it's insensitive to sharks. Now you think I'm making this up, please, Rocket? They said
where do
it
you
is
get
now
this stuff
it
from?
must be called. This is the Australian Department of Primary Industry said it must now be called, if you are eaten or attacked by a shark, it's a negative interaction by a shark, not a shark attack.
Where do you get this stuff from?
Because this comes up on the news. People read this out and say, can you believe that a government authority has said now it is a negative interaction as opposed to a shark attack? Please look that up, Rocket.
No.
This is the Australian... they have become... What is happening to the world? Here's another one. Did you know the new emoji on the iPhone? The new emoji on an iPhone. Do you know what an emoji is?
Mm.
What?
Yes.
Is now of a pregnant man with a moustache. Mm. A moustache and a man with who's pregnant.
It could just be David Boone.
What is going on in the world that iPhone or Apple would have to put a pregnant man as an emoji on a phone? Here's a stupid-looking man with ginger hair and a moustache and a big fat gut to show that he's pregnant. When would you send that emoji to someone? Don?
No, I don't know.
On what circumstance would I send you a text saying, Don, nice to see you, and then send a emoji of a pregnant man to you?
When you think you've been rogered by someone?
But the point is, no, men can't become pregnant. So what is the point of doing that? Who are we trying to... Who are we trying to massage? Who are we trying to actually kowtow to, Don? Kowtow to. Who are we?
Talking about... okay.
What?
He didn't listen to anything.
I'm thinking about the article that appeared, I think it was in The Guardian.
Yes.
About people, you twig me. Wasn't there an electrician who operated on a man's genitals?
I beg your pardon, Don?
Did you read that article about the electrician?
Who operated on a man's genitals.
He wanted his genitals taken off and this electrician took them off. He was
charged.
What,
with a pair of...
I don't know
an angle
how
grinder?
He did it, but he was...
He was charged, all right.
He was...
With an angle grinder,
I'll
or
see if I can bring it up somewhere.
All right, Don.
Yeah, here it is. Ryan Andrew King performed one of the most amateur surgical procedures in Brisbane Backpackers Hostel, a court was told.
Yes, Don.
Removed the genitalia of two men at their request and kept some of the body parts home in his home freezer following an amateur surgical procedure, the court has been told.
Do you think analgesics would have been involved in this? The Bolivian booger sugar might have just got the better of him? And they said, why don't you cut my balls off with an angle grinder? He said, what a great idea, Brian.
How did he do it?
Well, sort of, I don't know, I'll have to read that. It's a couple of pages on this thing.
Become acquainted with the topics that you're bringing
up. Well, no, you brought something up and I just remembered it and I looked on the phone and I haven't acquainted myself. I wasn't going to bring this up, but you twigged my...
When I was growing up, the next door neighbours castrated their cat and it made such a noise that it impacted me forever. Like, it was like, oh.
Yeah, but the world's... In the animal world, what we do is... I just wondered... Yeah, you've made me think. I wonder if all men should be castrated. No, well, you castrate stallions and you make them geldings. They're easier to ride, easier to handle.
How do we reproduce?
Not sure.
After you finish... Well, some of them... Well, gee, that's a very good point. Some people shouldn't reproduce.
I see.
There mightn't be as many wars because men are aggressive creatures and you castrate bulls. What did you say? The cat just... No, you don't spade the cat.
You
spade the girl cats.
You spade the girl cat, lady, women cats.
Lady cats. So Don, you get hold of the opposition sex, woman, let's say, at a nightclub and you rip...
Opposition.
The opposition sex, you know, we've got to call gender neutral. So you get hold of a woman and you rip her home and you exercise the option and you think, shit, I've obviously, you know, you... don't have any protection, of course, and you just go the whole hog with her. And then you immediately go down to the surgery tomorrow and have your balls cut off in case you've made her pregnant and you can't reproduce again. Is that how it works?
Well, I think it...
Why do you think men should be castrated when they've had children?
Well, you made me stop and think. Maybe wars mightn't be started. Men are aggressive creatures, aren't they? They're responsible for just about every war. How many women have actually...
Thatcher.
Who?
Thatcher and the Falklands.
Yeah, one. Give me another one. Cleopatra.
But she was spayed, though.
Oh.
She'd been spayed, and Churchill had been
castrated.
I can't
remember. Thatcher is a good one. I can't remember any other women. There may be.
Oh, were you seriously discussing the fact that men should be castrated because there won't be any wars?
Agree.
The Rocket makes a good point. He said, how are we populating the planet? Well, we probably shouldn't be, Don. That's what COVID's out, trying to clear out most of the people on the planet by this biotechnic disease called COVID. That's one of the theories.
It's probably the best thing that China... Usually things from China break after 12 months, don't they? They don't see the light of day. This COVID's gone on for 2 years now. They've done well, China.
So let me ask you this, Don. A man called Muhammad Khan, he's a 40-year-old insurance salesman, very successful insurance salesman, was found guilty of masturbating at festivals, a festival here in Melbourne. He's from Keilor. And he masturbated on a tram going to some venue and he actually, you'll have to pardon me saying this, but he ejaculated over three women on the tram. They had DNA evidence at his trial saying that he had ejaculated on them.
Where
what?
Here.
Yes, here. He's from Keilor and he masturbated in full view of people at a festival and then got on the tram. He's an insurance salesman, successful insurance salesman, Muhammad Khan. And ejaculated over some women on the tram onto their clothes.
He should have his balls taken off.
So there we are. So what? Could you imagine why you would do that, Don? If you're a successful...
I can't imagine a lot of things. I was watching SBS last night, and I had to turn it off. They were talking about, gender orientation.
Yes.
I can't handle it anymore. I just
gender orientation. So they're saying that you, if you,
well, there was one couple there. They met. They're bisexual.
Turn it up.
What do you
turn it up?
They were bisexual both, and they had different partners. They were there, holding hands together, and then they've got other partners outside. But
yes, but
you mean open relationships?
Don, if you wish to do that,
it would be an open relationship.
If you wish to do that, that's that floats your boat.
Why have we got to give it publicity? And
you heard the shit we speak about.
So speaking of, and this is just
this is
a segue. Muhammad Khan was that man's name. The London mayor is Sadiq Khan. Now, tell me what you think of this. Sadiq Khan said that Londoners or people in London should learn to speak Arabic because, and learn more about Muslims because that will go a long way to accepting more Muslims who speak, who live in London, and therefore Londoners should learn to speak Arabic. Now, that's fantastic if we learn to speak Arabic and we learn more about Muslims because we'll accept them better, or that people over there will. Why would you single out Arabic or Muslims? What about the rest of Europe? Why don't you learn to speak French?
Because that's where the tension is. That's where the tension is.
The tension is
not between countries, it's between religions.
Okay.
And it's also races, because they had the West Indians coming over in the 60s and 70s, and they had problems in London there.
I'm not saying I agree with him. I'm just saying that's the reason why I'm saying it.
I'm very glad you said that, Robert, because people want you to have more input into this.
Oh,
you,
bullshit.
Well, listen.
You have been told, I've been... Don, this is to our great friend here, Don. He's a friend of ours. They said on the Twitter machine, and the people who make comments about our podcast, they say, we want to hear more of the Rocket.
I reckon there'd probably be plenty that say that they don't too.
Thank you, Rocket. We want to hear more of the Rocket. He is the voice of sanity and reason, and he always gives the devil's advocate opinion, whether he believes it or not. And this is why this is why he is very, 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 very good to be on this. So he says,
"I don't say what I believe."
So, no, I didn't say that. Well, that's good if you don't, because you engender, or you encourage a diverse and robust discussion, as opposed to you, Don, who gets
the
shits.
But hang on, just shut up. You're going back to the going back to this Muslim thing.
Yes.
Why don't the Muslims, if they've,
Don,
if you come to a new country, if you go to a new country, shouldn't you be accepting the so-called culture of that new country? You've made a decision to leave where you've you divorced yourself from where you've come from. Shouldn't you be the one making the changes?
This is the point, is that it's a cosmopolitan melting pot of cultures, and the mayor, Sadiq Khan, not the man who... not Muhammad Khan, who wanked himself in at the...
Genghis
on the train.
Khan, is he related
this
to...
Is, no, they're not related.
I don't think this is right, mate. I just... Look, I've only had a quick look, but it seems that he's saying the opposite. How he gave up speaking Arabic at the age of 13.
All right. Well, now, good. So I'll just show you the headline that I have. So just a minute. I'll just point out the headline. Go on.
So hang on.
I'm just showing the head that whether that you think that's bogus, do you?
I think so. I think that's a piss take.
Learn Arabic, says London mayor's... hang on. The mayor of London says we should create harmony by learning Arabic. He wants us to learn more about Muslims and accept them into our culture. You think that's a bogus?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that was only appeared on the tabloids.
But it's a good talking point, because if you happen to leave, and I thought, well, back in the 60s, and it wasn't until, you know, we get an opinion of the English, and we in Australia coined the phrase whinging poms, because a lot of them were involved in the unions, and when there was a strike, back in the 60s and 70s, the people up the front leading the strike were Pommies. Now, obviously, they were dissatisfied in England, where they came from, so they come over here. But they brought their dissatisfaction with them. And so you think, oh, you know, Pommies. And it's not until you get across to England and you realise how nice the English people are. So what I'm trying to say is, if you leave a country, you've got to come to a new country and adopt their culture.
Well, you don't have to, but it'd be a good idea to respect the norms.
You can't bring your dissatisfaction
and
your customs with you. If I was to go to one of those, which I wouldn't, I would say, okay, I've got to learn their culture, I've got to learn the language, and I've got to integrate myself into their culture and society.
So this is the problem here and everywhere, that when you have groups of people come from different backgrounds, they tend to colonise rather than nationalise. They get into colonies in groups and suburbs and take over that suburb and they colonise rather than integrating and nationalising.
Like the Aussies at Earl's Court and Fulham and stuff.
Yes, exactly right. That's exactly right.
And that's in an English-speaking country. We do it.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I never went near Earl's Court when I went to London. Just stay well away from. What's the point of going from Australia to Australia? Bloody yobbos in the pubs making fools of themselves.
Right. Well, see, that's why the Rocket is invaluable to this, because he came up with the Earl's Court analogy.
Yeah, but hang on, it happens here.
We had the
Greek.
Don't worry, I've got to get you two. You'll be going out to dinner, you two, shortly. Go on, Don. What? Go on, Don. You talk about whinging poms.
And it also, all of this comes together because I was talking to our friend, our one and only listener in Israel.
Rocket? Oh, no, sorry.
Israel.
Friend. Yep.
Who was out running through warned when they had the conflict with the...
War-torn.
It was war-torn. And he's out running with his headphones on listening to our podcast.
Yes.
I said, what, you're an idiot. And I talked to him. COVID was going rampant. And he said that they have a different outlook over there on life. They don't take life, not as seriously, but...
What do they do?
They've got a different value. That's a better word. Different value on life.
And what is that value?
Well, here we are over here, you know, in this COVID thing, trying to protect ourselves, yet we've got groups who are transferring this COVID. It's come from Sydney down here. Now, is it in these... What areas is this COVID in? It seems
Could
to be...
Could you just re-explain what you're talking about then? I just couldn't follow that. The man from Israel had the headphones on.
That over there they've got a different value on life because of the fact that they're in a war-torn area.
Yep.
They don't... They've just got a different... He calls it a different value on life.
So if COVID...
They don't worry about the deaths in COVID or something. They just kind of get on with it.
Because they might be hit by a mortar from Hezbollah.
Whatever. They're confronted with it all day or every day or whatever else. Now, in Australia, we're not. We've got this COVID thing and we're trying to lock down everything, yet it's being transferred around. How's it being transferred? It was transferred by... I think they called them Iraqis today in the paper...
What, Don?
Iraqi removalists came from Iraqis. That's what apparently they said in the paper.
I get you.
They bought it. Now they live in an area in these one of these communities, which is where it circulates. Now they've got to adopt our culture.
Their mum died.
I know they did, and I think there was another ethnic group going out to Orange looking for work, and they were full of COVID and had to be taken back. I don't know whether they were imprisoned or fined. But they've got a different outlook on life and treat it differently to what we do. Well, but they've got to adopt, if you come to a country, you've got to adapt their standard, don't you?
Yeah. So I know you're going to say this is Australia and don't mention America, but in America they have suspended, the Biden government has suspended Section 42, which means that Section 42 was... You could block migration if it was a health risk to the country. Now they have rescinded Section 42 and they're allowing anyone to come across the border without any health checks, and they say there are plenty of people with COVID coming into the country because they're allowing them to flood across the borders. because they're trying to change the demographic of the voting regions of America. But that's a political statement. But they've suspended Section 42, and they say, if you've got COVID, you're welcome to come in, just come across the border. No checks at all, no balances, and yet we are like, to use that old term, battery hens, Don, we're locked up here and can't do
anything. Because they're vaccinated, Sam.
None of them are vaccinated at all.
No, but the bulk of the American public are.
No, well, you wait till
New York got to 70%, so they took off all
You wait till we give you the figures about people who are vaccinated who are getting the...
Is it a threat?
It's not a threat. It'll be a discussion point. The vaccinations are proving very little value to most people.
I got my booking, finally, August 20.
Good. And we're going to get it too, Don, aren't we?
Are we?
When we work out which is the best vaccination to get, because they said the AstraZeneca should be phased out.
So you are going to get vaccinated?
Of course we're going to get
vaccinated. You change your tune.
I tell you what, there is 5 days...
Why do people hassle you that have already had the vaccination? It's a fascinating thing. Is it,
it
a vindication?
Is. Because
is
we
it
need
a vindication
herd immunity.
Of,
no, we don't.
I've made the right
decision.
We don't
need herd immunity.
I'm doubtful, but I've made the decision. I've made the right decision. Then they inflict their view on you.
Because common sense says that herd immunity is the way out of this.
That common sense from one section. There is so many.
We should get an expert in to talk about this.
We will. I'm just trying to find where they said there's been 50,000 deaths from people taking the vaccination, and who said that? We'll get onto that when we get the. We're having John Daffy and a man we've had in a.
Good idea.
An infectious diseases expert from
St. Vincent's.
He'll be in one of our interviews, Don. What about these two dumbasses?
Just an accident.
What about these two dumbasses, Prince Harry and Meghan?
Why are you into them?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. They are signalling that they've been oppressed. Prince Harry, who's living in America now, is writing a book about
how... So I see all
you
that.
Saw so, that, did you?
So why would... Just let it go through to the keeper. Who cares?
Well, I care.
Why?
Because they are the two dumbest people
in
the world.
No, you're very... Why? Why are they dumb?
Well, what's Harry whinging about? He's born into royalty. Now he's turned his back on it and he's over there... With another dumbass, his missus over there, kowtowing to who? What is he trashing? What is he trashing the great tradition of the family that he's come from that holds that country together, England together, the royal family? Yeah, why would you trash everything that's gone before you? The great traditions of that
country.
If he
wants to write a book, let him
write
a book.
That's right, and if I want to call him...
And if you want to read it, you read it.
If I want to call him a dumbass he's being led by the nose. He's a dumbass.
Who's leading him by the nose?
The person he's married to and all the celebrities that gravitate to him because they think there's a quid in it, writing books, and yet he says he wants to be left alone and wants privacy, and yet he's out there... on talk shows and trashing the country and the family that he came from. He is treacherous. Treacherous, Donald. So you don't agree with that, do you?
I've just got a different view on it.
What is your view?
Well, I don't take any notice of if he wants to do it, let him go. You know, who cares? I certainly don't care. I don't think a lot of people worry about it.
I think a hell of a lot of people in England worry about it.
The establishment?
The people, the establishment.
The rank
don't
and
just
file.
Like
do you think the rank and file do?
Love royalty, the rank and file in England. It gives them something to cling to. The last dynasty in.
It's an amazing institution,
it
isn't
is.
It? The royal when you look
afloat.
Out into it. Beg your pardon?
Keeps them afloat financially.
It does.
It's a great draw card.
It is.
Thank you. So, what don't you write a book, Donald? Have you been asked to write a book?
I have.
About your exploits, about how you don't get on with people and how you're
when you finish playing,
gruff.
They ask you to write a book, but you get it into context and you think, well, who is going to read this book?
I'd read it, Don.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd read it.
One or two people have read it in Melbourne, and that's about it. Talking about books, our friend Michael Warner, his book is still selling like hotcakes. What is it called? The Boys Club. It is sold out.
It has.
And it's not receiving any publicity. It's only word of mouth that's getting it out there.
Well, we're giving it publicity. And I'm... It's interesting you say that because my great friend, because I was thinking of putting myself up for the football...
Who's your friend?
What's that job again? The football manager? Stephen Hawking, what did he vacate? Football manager?
Football operations.
Football ops.
So I was going to bring this up with...
I don't think he's a friend of yours anyway.
Who's Stephen Hawking?
No, what's his name? Gillon McLachlan.
Oh, don't you... You wash your mouth
Well,
out.
He hasn't returned your calls.
Don, he's busy. If he says he's going to call, he's going to call. He's reached out by text twice.
He's really busy.
What?
He's reached out.
Yeah, there he is. He's off to, what is that, pantomime? Well,
Frozen.
What do you call it?
Frozen.
What's Frozen?
That's the pantomime.
Well, of course you've got to go to Frozen and watch that.
But the game's in crisis.
I won't have anyone so bad.
You got a family. No, the family comes first.
Of course it does, and I'm
hey,
not
talking
family,
about
I'm
family.
Just
I rang you last night. How was that? What was going on? It was like World War III.
Just a minute, Don. I'm just a minute. Oh, do you know? Well, so you rang me up to.
No, hang on. Woo, woo, woo.
Oh,
woo,
you
woo,
don't
woo.
Want to. You don't want me
I've
to.
Got
mention,
da- I've got. You don't I had want, to say hello.
You don't want
and
me to.
And you couldn't talk. I can't talk. Jeez, the kids and the. Background, what was going on?
You don't want me to mention why you rang up, do you?
No.
I see.
So I listen, right. I will not.
So it's all right for you to say that, there was pandemonium going on there because I was at my granddaughter's second birthday, young Madison, and I said I couldn't speak to you. You said, no, I want to speak to you about... I couldn't tell you what the phone call was about. It was about how you two couldn't get on. And I'm... They're trying to say, Don, please have a sensible, reasonable conversation with the Rocket here. We're all trying to just achieve the one outcome.
No, you said they can't talk. The kids are going berserk.
I couldn't talk because there
bang,
was kids.
Bang, goes the phone.
Because they love me, Donald.
That, what?
You took my call.
What?
You took my call.
With the kids?
Yeah.
When? Yesterday?
I'm kidding.
No, he's kidding. That's right. He's kidding. I said,
can't
Don,
you control the grandchildren?
What, a two-year-old? He's excited because they've seen their beloved grandpa. Love me, they do.
Those grandchildren see a different side to you that you don't expose to anyone else?
Hopefully.
It's quite
hard. No.
It's
not hopefully. Hard. I asked a question. Don't hopefully me.
Don't hopefully you.
No.
Don, I was trying to have a quality time with my granddaughter.
No, don't.
Birthday,
I asked you a
and
question.
You're ringing
you're
up
like
saying,
Bridget McKenzie.
Oh, I'm having a conversation with the Rocker and I'll tell you
answer
what.
Answer my...
Listen,
do those grandchildren see a different side or do you give something to them that you don't give to other people?
Absolutely.
What is it?
Does that happen anywhere else in your life?
What do I give to them that I
don't, you
give,
don't
to
give
people
to other
like
people.
You?
Yes.
Respect, Don, because you're a dumbass.
Oh, respect.
Yeah, because...
You respect the... Oh, what a load of...
Don, God. I have a convivial...
Do you think your grandchildren know what respect is?
No, I said I give them respect. I crawl around and let them jump on me and I feed them
well,
and
you
I...
don't let...
Play out on the grass.
You probably have let people crawl on you before, yes.
You crawl all over
no,
me.
No, no, I don't. No, I can imagine.
You crawl over my...
No.
So
we see a different you when you're with your grandchildren then. A you that we never see anywhere else.
Yeah, of course, Don. So
that's good.
You would have
that's
the same...
That's good.
You'd have... So I'd have the same conversation with you as I'd have to, with a two-year-old granddaughter. What I'd say, the two-year-old granddaughter's conversation goes, hello, baby, how are you? Come to grandpa. Do you want me to have that conversation with you like that? Or rather than say, Don, settle down, mate. Try and get on with
it
people.
It is that I've said to you before, you can give to my young children under five unconditionally.
My great
and
bane,
animals, my great, humans you can't.
My humans you can't. My no. great bane in
adults
life
you can't.
Is trying to get you two to get on with one another. You know, with it's my whole working life, my whole waking life is wondering why you are so obstinate, Don, so obstinate about anything that we're trying to work together to achieve.
Now, listen, that coat you gave me last week, I'm very appreciative of.
What?
The coat you gave me last week.
We'll explain to people what you're talking
you
about.
Gave well I'm just it's called Morris it's a do you know what it is did you do you really know what
the
that
what, do I know what the coat is that I gave you
yes this
well, probably have some
it's an oil skin
yeah I know that Don it's a, like it's a dryer bone
now dry this is a very good point dryer bone is a brand name it's like Levi's Coca-Cola
I know I said it's like a dryer bone it's like Coca-Cola is just cola But it's a brand name.
It's a brand name, and Dryzabone is a brand name.
But people would know Dryzabones for what they are.
Well, like I rang Morrison. I rang you up and said, that is one of the best things that I have received and most practical.
That I've given you?
Yes.
How many things
have
I
given you? And I said to you, do you know what those straps are for in the leg? No. Do you know why it's got a high vent and it's got press studs up it? No.
No, I didn't
know. It's a riding jacket, John.
Is it, Don? Well, I didn't know why the press studs were there or the straps.
Well, people don't ride as they used to, like Stockman and whatever else.
People don't ride at all, Don.
Just about.
So it's an anachronism. An anachronism.
But it's a very practical garment. I'm very appreciative of it.
Acronism. An acronism or an anachronism?
An anachronism.
Is it?
I think it's anachronism.
An...
An
anachronism, not acronism.
I don't think so, Rocket.
I think there's no double an.
No, I said it's an.
Hang on, spell for me.
A-N-A-C-H. I think.
An anachronism.
No, not an. Not it's an. Because you have to say you can't say it's
a
anachronism. Anachronism. You looked it up.
A thing belonging or appropriate to a period other than
How do you
that.
Spell it?
Yeah, what you said.
Oh, way I said.
All right, I just want to get to the meaning first.
So I was right, was
a
I?
A thing belonging or appropriate. That's this is like the rain, is it?
So when I said, yeah, that's right. So when I said it's an anachronism, you said I don't think
Can
it's
Can I finish
too...
it, though, because I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
A thing belonging or appropriate to a period other than that in which it exists.
That's it.
Especially a thing that is conspicuously old-fashioned.
That's it. That's exactly. Perfect. That is an anachronism.
It's about time you come good.
And you said, oh, there's not two ands in
I
it. It's
there
just
was.
One and.
Well, what's an acronym?
Nothing.
Really?
No such word.
Okay. Oh, what's an acronym?
An acronym is a word you can pronounce that's made up of the initials of the first
word.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
Like UNESCO, Qantas... WHO, the World Health Organization, and an acronym is only an acronym if you can say the word.
No, it's an
acronym.
Acronym.
An
yeah.
acronym is only an acronym if
an
you can
An abbreviation formed by the initial letters of other words and pronounced as a word.
That's correct. So if you can't pronounce it, it's not an acronym.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, well, I had this conversation with Mick, Mike Sheehan.
You've had it with us too.
Yeah, I know, and you were wrong then.
What happened to Mick?
You are wrong now.
Where's Mick?
Well, you burnt... so I tell you what, Don, you're gradually ploughing through the people on this podcast. You burnt Mick off. He used to be part of our team, and you burnt him off with your attitude. Don?
What?
You burnt
I'm just reading that story I told you about before about those...
The balls?
Balls. It's unbelievable. It's in the AAP. Unbelievable. He's flushed the testicles down the toilet.
Have you got your music ready?
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. This bloke's unbelievable. He's
come back again.
He didn't realise... Oh, God. It's in AAP.
Who didn't realise?
The fellow that committed the operation didn't realise that he was committing an offence by cutting somebody's, taking someone's balls off. He's flushed them down the toilet.
What, he thought it was like cutting someone's hair?
He was treated for, and the bloke had excessive bleeding and was taken to hospital. I can't believe that. What are you? We finished.
Yeah, well, you're speaking shit now.
No, well,
you're speaking absolute shit.
Are we doing sport?
Come back again.
Still got the migraine too.
I'm just crazy about you, babe. Play a bit more of this. I like it.
This reminds me of your 70th and what was it? Your 60th and 70th birthday. Keep singing. When you're taking off Frank Sinatra.
I'm just crazy about you, babe. I spoke to your mum and I spoke to your pa and they said, fuck off, we've had enough of you.